Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
If you open up your kitchen press or your fridge, you might find a whole assortment of sauces, maybe dressings, some condiments. But how many of them do we really use? And should we be making our own rather than buying them? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined now by Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute. Hello, Louise.
Good morning, Claire.
I think when we say, you know, we should be making our own, that we're putting an awful lot of pressure
on people,
aren't we?
And I think people have to say at the outset, I am not suggesting for a minute that everybody is making their own, because it's very time consuming, you know, and we have the luxury now of being able to buy so many products, you know, that are available to us, so many different, you know, spices. If you want to make a curry, if you want to make an Indian, we've lots of availability now, which is great. However, you know, sometimes you just need to have a little keep an eye on things and just be aware in terms of nutrition, are we making the right kind of choices for the family? And that's where it can be useful sometimes to kind of be aware of salt and sugar and fat. And they are the things that when we look at nutrition surveys, they are the issues that are causing a problem. However, it's not really down to, you know, the salt in a little bit of ketchup or in, you know, the sugar in ketchup or the salt in a jar of pesto. Really, you know, it's down to your overall diet. So I think everybody needs to have the context. How often am I using these foods? How much of these foods are we eating as a family? And then if you are buying something and you're adding it to a dish, chances are that's spreading out to feed a family of 3, 4, 5, 6, mm-hmm. even more people. So obviously that's all being diluted down. So it's kind of, you know, I just feel at the moment there's a lot of people kind of talking about, you know, looking at labels and panicking about labels and what's in this, that or the other. And there's not really much context on that. And
the other side of it is, of course, that if you make your own sauce, you could find yourself throwing in a big slab of butter and half a container of salt.
And
you might as well go and buy the healthier one.
Exactly. And that's the other thing. So homemade is not always better, you know, because yes, you know exactly what's going into it, but you might not always be putting in, you know, the healthiest. If we're going for health here, you know, we're not always you may not always be putting in the healthiest. You might be throwing in a couple of stock cubes, which can be very high in salt. And the reason I'm mentioning salt is because we know that salt is linked with high blood pressure and we do have a high risk of heart disease. So salt is something we definitely need to be concerned about. Sugar, we know that high sugar intakes are associated with, you know, an increased risk of overweight in terms of the whole diet. But really, the kind of foods there that tend to be the problem with sugar from all of the national surveys are the sugar sweetened drinks. So that's where most of the sugar is coming from that's causing a problem. And of course, dentists will say we really need to be careful about the sugar because of teeth, and particularly for children's teeth. If children have sugar in lots of foods all throughout the day, that is going to have an effect on their teeth. Mm-hmm. But again, it tends to be the foods at the top of the food pyramid that provide most of the sugar. So they are, if people think back to a food pyramid.
Just trying to remember it now. What's at the top again?
The top are the ultra processed foods, the sweets, cakes, biscuits, pastries. They are the foods where there's a very high concentration of sugar. If you actually, you know, cut those foods out of your diet or dramatically reduced those foods back to the way we used to eat them when we were younger, that you might have, you know, one of those foods at the weekend, or if you'd pocket money and you go to the shop to buy something, they're not everyday foods. But now those foods have become everyday foods. But yet you have people now getting really anxious about a gram of sugar here or there in a bowl of cereal.
Mm-hmm.
When actually that's
not the
issue.
It's the overall picture you want
us to
worry about.
You know, the bowl of cereal is going to be fortified with vitamins. You also are going to have milk on it. It's a nutritious snack food or a breakfast food or a snack for a teenager late, you know, in the evening before they go to bed. But yet, it's not, that is not what's causing the problem when we look at diet. So I think context has been lost a little bit here. And, you know, I've been a dietitian for many, many years, and there are cycles. You know, it's been fat was the problem and everybody then was talking about protein. And then it was, you know, the carbohydrates, and then it was sugar has been and gone and is now seems to be coming back again. So all of those things are important. However, it's the overall context. And that's what, when you actually are kind of immersed in studying nutrition, as many of my colleagues are, and you see what's going on, it is the bigger picture that people need to look at. And I think...
So you're not overly concerned about a bit of sweet chilli sauce, some pesto, you know?
No, no. Now, obviously, when you look at them, and I did take some labels for us to have a look at, if you want to kind of look at, for example, different types of pestos, you will see there is a difference there. But if you think of what you're doing with a sweet chilli sauce at home, you know, you're making a stir fry maybe for the family. Mm-hmm. Lots of different colourful vegetables are going in there. Maybe some lean chicken or some piece of lean red meat, really nutritious, high in iron, high in protein.
And you might put in, what, 2 tablespoons?
2 tablespoons
of
for the whole
sauce.
Family.
That's okay,
or,
is it?
You know, I heard somebody saying, oh, there's sugar in a jar, a little jar of spice, you know, spice powder.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, if you look at a Donal Skian or a Nevin Maguire recipe for the family, there'll be 2 teaspoons of that sauce will go in.
And that's okay.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. You know, because if you think what's in there, there's so much fibre, lots of colourful vegetables. You know, a stir fry is a really great dinner. It's quick, it's easy. And again, children and can kind of pick out the things they like.
And there's no point in leaving out the sweet chilli sauce or the pesto and having a donut or a muffin for your 11th.
Claire, I'm preaching to the converted here. You've got it exactly.
I wouldn't sometimes do that.
But the thing is, we're coming into the season now of mince pies. I don't want to see people saying, well, oh, this mince pie has 1 gram less sugar than this mince pie. Like, that's really nonsense. Have a mince pie that you enjoy. Sit down, have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea with it, with your friend, enjoy the mince pie and move on. Mm-hmm. You know, I look forward to every year my friend Sinead makes the most beautiful mince pies. I'm looking forward to one of Sinead's mince pies and I won't be asking her how many grams of sugar in it or, you know.
You just enjoy it.
You have to enjoy it. And that's what I mean. Food, it's social. It's, you know, with friends and family. We make also decisions based on cost. Mm-hmm. You know, so not everybody has, you know, and at the moment, we all are finding the costs when we go into the supermarkets. So there are lots of decisions about why we eat the foods we like. We also like the foods our mums maybe, you know, made for us. And we are kind of, we have tastes and patterns and recipes that we like to have. So I just think people need to step back a little bit. And yes, there are things that we need to do, eating more fruit and vegetables. Every national survey shows that right across the board, we could all be doing, you know, eating more fruit and veg. We need to keep an eye on the amount of salt. We need to cut back on the highly processed foods. And the other thing that people don't really talk about is we need to cut back on alcohol. You know, so again, that's not for everybody. Yeah. There are lots of people who don't drink alcohol. But, you know, there are some people, again, who will be anxious over 1 gram of sugar in this food versus that food. But they're not thinking about the amount of alcohol maybe that they're having. So there's lots of different factors and it's context and balance, I think. You know, that is really kind of important.
But having said all of that, there are some choices that you can make when you're buying your sauces. Like you did bring in a really good example here of one pesto versus another.
Yeah.
And there was one that has really high amount of salt in it in comparison to you could go around the corner or down the island supermarket and pick a better one.
Pick a better one.
And if
exactly.
it's egregious like that, you might as well pick the one that has less salt.
Exactly. And I think sometimes for salt, sometimes in pestos, you can actually taste it. And again, if you're making your own pesto at home, I find it's quite expensive. If you're buying all the pine nuts, particularly, you know, and I'm in a family of, there are 6 of us in the house. If you were to make a lot of pesto, you know, you're buying fresh basil, you're buying the pine nuts.
And it goes to nothing once
cheese.
You whiz it all
up. It goes
up.
To nothing, exactly. So, you know, it can be an expensive thing as well for people to buy. So I think in terms of pestos, yes, go for one that has less salt, but you'll also look at the price. One of them is 3 times, the fresh one is 3 times more expensive, but yet it is lower in salt. So it is worth having a look from that perspective. But also to say that the Food Safety Authority of Ireland are working at the moment. They have a fantastic food reformulation task force, and that's being headed up by Sinead O'Mahony, who's an amazing dietitian who's just a font of information all about this.
She's not the Sinead of the mince pies, is she?
No, she's not. She's
different
not the Sinead. But I'm sure maybe Sinead also, Sinead O'Mahony also makes lovely mince pies. But no, that's Sinead Wilson. I have to give out a shout out. But Sinead was talking to me about this recently. We had a webinar for dietitians all around pizzas and the amount of salt in, you know, kind of restaurant versus homemade. So again, there are lots of places we can make savings, but they are engaging with the food industry and things are moving in the right direction.
Louise, thank you very much as always. That's Louise Reynolds, always sensible about our food, but I bet she's going off to have a mince pie now.